the rainy suburbs of Chicago, where we have had earth-shaking thunder, multiple flashes of lightning, and lots of rain and sirens. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Today, I have a link listing all of the 46 traitorous senators who voted to relinquish your Second Amendment rights to the UN. Check to see if your senator's name is on that list, then give his or her office a call and let them know exactly what you think. In conjunction with that, this week there are people who are memorializing the Holocaust through programs designed by the staff at the official United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Yet every day, especially in the so-called alternative media, we hear continual references to Hitler, which is synonymous with the Holocaust for some people. These references reinforce the belief that the Holocaust occurred, per the official victor's version of history, then when scientific data proves otherwise. When one hears certain radio hosts continually bash Hitler, the Nazis, or talk about the Reichstag fire, the Gleiwitz incident, or Kristallnacht, then you can presume that they have a herd mentality allegiance to Holocaustianity. Given what is going on in the country regarding gun legislation, one of the most recently resurrected myths to emerge is how Hitler imposed gun control. There are numerous books about all of these issues revealing the actual facts. However, many people prefer to get their perceptions about history from Hollywood movies, television dramas, corporate broadcasting, or from court historians, whose books often appear on the New York Times bestseller list. There is a saying that is very applicable. Those who will not read have no advantage over those who cannot read. Therefore, I assume that those radio hosts that I am referring to simply do not know how to read, or they are merely demonstrating their compliance to the government and to the growing religion of Holocaustianity. They certainly do exhibit a remarkable ignorance of history and a total avoidance of objectivity. They may as well work for Fox News or some government agency. Oh, please excuse the redundancy. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. Welcome to the program, Wayne.
Well, a very good morning to you, Deanna. Pleasure to be with you again. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, you sound very chipper and wide awake. And I know that you stayed up late last night, right?
As usual. Sure. Yeah, that's when I do my best work, it seems.
Okay, well, the alarm clocks work, and we're very happy that you could join us today, as always.
It was another three-alarm morning is what I call it. Three alarm clocks to make sure I get up on time for
the show. Oh, bless your heart. Well, we all appreciate what you do, your staying up late is very rewarding for the rest of us and very productive. We do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com, and that four is the numeral four, justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. All righty, tell us about your latest projects.
Oh, I don't even know where to start. It's been so much lately. I'm in the middle of working on a new video that I was hoping to have ready today, but I decided last night, no, it's just not going to quite cut it. It is a speech that Adolf Hitler gave on the 19th of July, 1940, in which he was declaring victory over France and the British forces in the West. And I think it's one of his most significant speeches of all the ones, many, many, many speeches I've read. Significant for a number of reasons, but it was really, I think, from all of what I've read, you know, probably it was his finest moment, really, because he had really kicked their butts in the West. First, up in Norway. Narvik, and then in France, and of course the Battle of Dunkirk, and so on. So it was a huge event in Germany at the time, because he had come back from France, where he had really undone the Treaty of Versailles, which was always his goal. And there was, huge parades going on in Germany at the time, celebrating the victory, and their freedom from the Treaty of Versailles. So, it's really a significant speech. I've translated it into English, narrated it, and, I'm making a video out of it, which is a compilation of, still images as well as, actual footage from the war, from the German perspective, at that time, some of the battles and stuff that went on, as well as, you know, some, but just different aspects of that war. But it was just, a significant speech for many reasons. It's going to be about an hour and a half long. And, yeah, I was working on it quite late last night, but not quite up to scratch yet. So it's going to have to put that one off, and we'll have something to talk about, next time.
Exactly.
That. Yeah. But yeah, I've been very busy with the blog the last few weeks, but even going back, I guess about a month or so ago, I guess I put up my own particular logo now on my blog. And I think people, they recognize the German flag generally as being black, red, and gold. And that's the of modern day Germany, the Bundesrepublik, you know, Federal Republic of Germany, right? And that flag actually is that was the one that was imposed during the after the First World War, the Weimar Republic, that was the flag. And, of course, under Hitler, it became, what most people in English, they call it the swastika. It's actually the Hakenkreuz. But, then after, the defeat of Germany in World War II, they brought back, there was a temporary flag, and then they brought back the old Weimar flag with black, red, and gold, with black on the top. And most people in Germany even don't even know that there's a problem with that. The flag is actually supposed to be gold, red, and black, and that goes back to the original flag of 1832 from the Hambacherfest. And people don't really know what the colors of the flag actually mean. And it's quite significant, because when you realize that the gold means the freedom of the people, red means the blood of those who died fighting for that freedom, and the black represents the long dark night of foreign rule. And so now, what you have is the black on top. So you have foreign rule, the red meaning blood of people who died in vain, and yellow at the bottom, or gold at the bottom, meaning your lost freedom. So I've changed that around in my logo, and that kind of astounded a lot of people. Many people get it, some don't. And really, some people got really mad at me about that too. But
sometimes when we see symbols and things, we really don't know the background of them. We just make assumptions. And so I'm glad that you're explaining these things.
Yeah, because it's really in your face, and it's really symbolic for everything that people think that they know about Germany and World War II and Hitler and the whole everything. It's all upside down. The exact opposite.
Oh,
is
absolutely.
Usually what is true, right?
Absolutely.
And so they put it in your face with that flag.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. And so that was those were the original colors of not of the Reich, but of the people of Germany, because at that time Germany was very, very divided, and that mainly came through foreign influences, that Germany was so divided. And so that was the first real effort to try and unite the German people. Now, other things came out of that. Eventually, I think there was a movement that got infiltrated, and so it took a while for things to happen, you know, and eventually, you know, there was eventually the Reich. Excuse me, but this was the first thing that transpired, was that the Hambacherfest, of trying to unite the German people, you know, together under one banner type of thing. So that's the significance of that. That's why I've done that, and so now I get a lot of people coming to me saying, your flag's upside down. No. It's the right way around, believe me.
Amazing.
So, yeah, so you can look that up. I've got some information about that on the blog. So,
okay, so your latest article, did Adolf Hitler serve the New World Order agenda? And that is a good subject for you to write about, and certainly one that that counters a lot of things that people think they know about him, and certainly counters the propaganda that is so prevalent.
Right. Well, yeah, and I keep coming back to that a lot because, I'm on Facebook and I spend a lot of time on there. I've got a lot of people follow what I do on Facebook, and I do want to say, shout out to a lot of those people who are listening today as well, of my Facebook friends and some of my supporters over in Germany as well. I've been getting some really good support from some people over there. On my blog with very informative comments that they're posting as well. So, but on Facebook, you see this all the time that people are reposting so much garbage. People who are in the so-called truth movement or the so-called patriot movement, and so
especially
on.
Especially lately, and I think it's because of people like you, who are exposing the real accurate history. And so all these other people who are, for whatever their agenda is, are having to counter that and try to counter what you're doing, as I mentioned in my monologue this morning.
Exactly, and I really enjoyed that too. But yeah, it comes up all the time. And, I don't have a huge following by any means on Facebook. For the length of time that I've been on there, it's not too bad. But you'll see that there are some guys on there, they put up a community type of page and call it against something or other, against the New World Order. And one of them calls himself Sheep No More or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy has a huge following. He's probably got like 20,000 people following his blog, and he posts stuff all day. And most of it comes straight out of, Alex Jones type of material. And
which is all garbage and rubbish and
half truths at best. And and Adolf Hitler is his favorite whipping boy. That's his bread and butter.
Absolutely. Right. And he probably makes a lot of it.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. There's certainly, and that's the thing that people have to get. There is no money in telling the truth about Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. None.
Exactly.
It's not profitable at all, but you can seem to make up just about anything you want and put it out there, and people just soak it up, and they'll buy your DVDs and go around going, "Stop the New World Order," and this guy's another Hitler, he's another Hitler, and Hitler did this, Hitler did that, and so one of the big things that comes up a lot is about gun control. Anytime that there's an issue regarding gun control, these images will pop up all over the place where people have some slogan that they falsely attribute to Hitler, or they'll have a picture of Hitler and Mao Zedong and Stalin and all these people together, and they'll say, "These are the biggest gun grabbers, blah, 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 and you have to be afraid, afraid, afraid." And so
they're just displaying their ignorance.
Oh, absolutely. But a lot of people are finally getting that. Lately, the last couple months, I've noticed several articles on the web through alternative sources that are finally cluing into that.
Yes. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors and after I put my cat out of the office. Oh, my goodness. I'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. go to campingsurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. Campingsurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
From Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. The last time that my cat snuck into my office and got up on the filing cabinet, he jumped down on my desk and all kinds of things went crash. And I didn't realize he was in here. But he's been very heated this morning with all the lightning and stuff. So,
right. Anyway. Yeah. I left my dog outside too. And yeah, we've got the same sort of weather going on here today too. It's pretty miserable out there. So, yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to bring the dog in either for that very same reason.
Well, you know, there's the three cats are fine, but usually I just close the door so they don't come in here because they like to sit in my lap and purr and get all, you know, just get in the way.
Aw. Well, that's what they do. That's what they do best. But anyways, so getting back to this the you know gun control thing and blame Hitler all the time, you know, I mean the fact was that Hitler actually liberalized the gun laws in Germany after he came to power. They were far stricter during the Weimar period. And he did liberalize the laws quite significantly. And I wrote one of my blog posts here counter Mr. Jones down there. And it was called Allied Gun Grabbers, Operation Tally-Ho, Germany, 1945. And I posted an article there from the Herald Tribune of 1945. You can read for yourself the original. And I quoted from that. And it says, 500,000 U.S. troops searched all homes in the biggest gun raid in history, seizing some 80,000 weapons. After spending 6 years fighting against the New World Order, 15 million Germans offered no more resistance to the tyrannical globalist agenda.
Wow.
And it goes on from there.
They also burned several thousand books. I mean, the Allies.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And that just started the process of, you know, trying to dumb down the Germans and get them to unlearn everything that they had learned under National Socialism, and how the world really operates.
Right. You
know, yeah.
And then they shipped a lot of them, including probably your family, out of the country so they wouldn't remember and start up the program again or the movement.
Yeah, well, they didn't ship them out so much as, I mean, you know, Germany became an absolute living hell after 1945. There was no liberation as it has been sold. It was anything but, and it was a living hell. Many more people died after the war in Germany than were killed during the war, and so, yeah, a lot of people did want to get out. And, of course, we've talked about that before. And I think there is something to that, that they tried to, you know, make it easier to move the Germans out, particularly the young ones, as in the case of my parents, who were in their, you know, late teens, early 20s at the end of the war and came over in 1950 over to this country. So, and people, you know, I think wanted to just put it all behind them type of thing. But there was probably more to it than that in trying to break the spirit of resistance that the Germans had in them. And that ran very deep because the whole thing about National Socialism was that it wasn't just a philosophy, it was a total way of life for everybody. And it became part of the culture of people working together and to support one another for their mutual benefit and for their, you know, their collective good as a nation of people. And that is why, and this also comes out in that speech that I was telling you about earlier that I'm working on, it really comes out because they were such a united force as one people, and all knew the plan. Everybody was on the same page, and that is why, in spite of being so outnumbered, even at the start of the war, I mean, they were so poorly equipped when they went to Poland, and they were still not very well equipped when they went into France, and they were so outnumbered, and they were up against troops with far more equipment, far more munitions, everything, and yet they kicked ass, and they were very difficult to stop, and you know, they're all of one mind, and they all knew the objective. They all knew the reason, you know, what they had to do, why they had to do it, and what the alternative was if they didn't win, if they didn't succeed. Right.
And the Polish military has been portrayed as just having just horses and just very antiquated, and yet they were more militarily prepared than Germany.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and most people are left with it. Oh, we got the break coming up here.
Right. All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And you've had this website up for, what, about a year?
Oh, no, no. It's only since, what, October, I believe. Yeah, middle of October.
Okay.
Yeah, and now this is...
It just looks like it's been up for a long time because you have so many things here. It's amazing. You're just amazing.
That was my latest post was my 75th post.
Ah, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah. I forgot where we were just now.
We're talking about the world order.
Right. Yeah. Well, I guess, because Adolf Hitler seems to be Alex Jones's favorite whipping boy, Alex Jones is now my favorite whipping boy. So I take a lot of shots at him on my website. For those of you who have something against Alex, you might just want to check out my website for that reason alone. But I just finished, basically a series of articles, a four-part series. There's probably some more that I want to add to that, but, basically, I started off with, most people believe that World War II. Oh, you know what we were talking about before the break there. That was with Poland. And so I just want to get back to that for a second, then I'll carry on with this thought. People commonly believe that Adolf Hitler was able to create prosperity in Germany through rearming Germany, and that he had this massive war machine set up by 1939, and that is the reason why Germany prospered. No. That is totally wrong. Absolutely wrong. The rearmament didn't even really start until about 1936, 35, 36. And even then, I mean, he was starting from nothing, basically. They had an army of 1,000 men. They had no air force, probably, you know, hardly any navy whatsoever. So, and they were not really prepared for war, even in 1939. They had, gone through some modernization. They had, obviously had been doing some recruiting. They had started up an air force again, and they were involved in Spain, in the revolution there with Franco against the Bolsheviks there. So they gained a lot of experience, in a short time in Spain. So that really gave them an advantage over, many others, because they had, very recent fighting experience, aerial fighting experience. But as far as the, so-called attack on Poland, it is, essential to know that there's, so many things that precipitated that, Germany was in fact retaliating and not attacking. The other point that I wanted to make, just before the break there was that, Germany itself had 650,000 men on horseback, cavalry, right, attacking Poland. So, it wasn't this huge, massive tanks and everything, such as what Stalin had already, and was even, building up even more at the time, and was preparing to roll across Europe with, what the Germans had was peanuts in comparison.
Right.
So that's.
And can I just say something? I don't think that they were retaliating. They were responding to all of the invasions by the Poles, who had multiple times invaded the border.
Yes. Sure. Yeah. It is an absolute fact. I mean, Hitler could have on so many occasions just gone in there and said, okay, enough's enough. I mean, this was going on for months and months and months of, cross-border incursions. And I'm actually, there's one incident in particular I'm looking into right now that I haven't heard anybody else discuss. But it was really the final straw. I can't confirm it yet, but there's one key issue. Boy, I'm hoping that by next time I'm on with you that I'll be able to confirm this with you.
Could you give us a little hint?
It has to do with the murder of a diplomat.
I think that Veronica has covered that.
She has it. Okay.
Yeah, in Paris.
This is
different. Another one?
Yep. And this would have given Germany absolutely, the total full right to retaliate against Poland if this checks out. So
okay,
I'm just going to leave that one. I'll see if I can get some more info on that.
So when are you coming back? Tomorrow? But, no, I've got some special tomorrow.
Well, we'd originally talked about, I think it was the 19th. If I'm still on for then, we'll hopefully have some more information on it there.
I think I have I have Dennis Wise coming back.
Oh, okay. All right. Then we'll have for another time. Then.
With his series, he's got. Anyway, yeah, we got to find out about this.
Okay.
Now that you've aroused our curiosity,
there's so many. There were so many reasons why it was justified for Germany to finally invade Poland to put a stop to all the nonsense that was going on. And I shouldn't say just nonsense. I mean, they were slaughtering Germans there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so many people ask me, how come you spend so much time on World War II? Why don't you get into the current state of affairs over in Germany, but you can't understand what is going on in Germany now or anywhere else unless you really understand history. So that's what I love. And you do too, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah. And I know I don't spend a lot of time, following the news at all, whether here, there, or anywhere. I just haven't got time for it. But occasionally something does come up that comes to my attention. And there was somebody posted this on my blog, actually, as a response to one of my posts the other day. It was a video that came from a national TV show in Germany. They had a sort of a round table discussion going on, and with a number of top level type political people there, and the topic came up of how Chancellor Angela Merkel had been insulted by I think it was somebody from, was it Luxembourg or one of the other EU countries, anyways, and a lot of people, took offense to what this guy had said. And another, the guy they were talking to on the TV said, "Well, you really have to understand how the EU operates, what it's there for." And he said that the EU is there to keep Germany in check, and that, people can get away with saying all kinds of things that Germany cannot get away with saying or doing. And Germany is always, to this day, seen in a different light. And he says, and the reasons for that are, of course, goes back to World War II. And that, of course, that's understandable for that reason. Actually, it's not when you know the real reason.
Right.
When you really understand the true history. So he was saying a lot of the right things, and then at the very end of his statement there, he said, "Yeah, and of course," so he was kind of reaffirming the, "Yeah, we're to blame, it's all our fault, so just shut up, we have to put up with this." Mm. Right?
And what a shame. What a shame.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is
I think the reason you have people who love your stuff in Germany, because they appreciate the truth. I get a lot of email, too, from people in Germany. Mm-hmm. And they are hungry for the truth. They really are.
Absolutely. So. And sick and tired of the guilt, the false guilt and shame, and being used and abused. And every time there's a problem in the world, blame Germany. It still goes on. We see it going on with, the whole EU thing with Greece and, bailing them out and so on. And then, of course, they get mad at Merkel and they take it out on all of Germany. And they believe that Angela Merkel really represents the German people, that the German government really represents them. And it doesn't.
There is no government there. They don't even have a constitution. They never got a peace treaty. It's an occupied country. And it's
right.
America that is controlling things.
Right, that's why I call it...
Well, certain people in America.
Yeah, I call it Angela Merkel and Co. GmbH, GmbH. So,
right.
Because it's a false front. It's not... They represent really the banking interests. They
sure.
don't represent the German people. Right? But
right.
most people don't know this, and so they just keep saying, this is all Germany's fault. Here they go again. It's all Germany's fault, throwing their weight around, blah, 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 right? And that actually goes into something I'm going to be talking about, too, along with the video that I'm working on now. I'm working on an article which talks about the reasons why Hitler went into various other countries, besides Poland.
Right.
The reasons why that was necessary. And
even encouraged as far as Czechoslovakia was concerned. And,
mm-hmm.
Britain encouraged that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just, it was terrible.
Well, certainly. Norway, the British were going to invade there anyways. Norway was supposed to be a neutral country. But they were not protecting their own neutrality in any way. They weren't going to defend their neutrality. And so they were going to go into Norway for the reason of blocking access to – that's where Germany was getting a lot of the ore from, which they needed for for their industry and for armament and so on. But it wasn't just that. The Brits were going to go in through Scandinavia and then come back down and invade Germany through there. So it was a preemptive strike. And the same thing, again, happened in the West with Belgium and the Netherlands. The British were going to come in from the West and roll right through those two countries. So, you know, do people really think that Germany should have just sat there and taken it?
Right.
Sure. Those two countries were saying that they were neutral, but they weren't defending their neutrality. And everything that the Germans were picking up intelligence-wise, they were observing the troop movements and everything else, showed that they were leaving their western borders now unprotected and sending everything to their eastern border, which is Germany's west, right? And so they were going to let the Brits and the French roll right through there on into Germany. Again, it was a preemptive strike.
Right. It was defensive.
It was defensive.
Yes.
Just as what happened with Russia.
Exactly. It was defensive.
It was totally defensive, right? And so that's what people really need to learn, and I'm hoping that the video that I'm working on right now will help to demonstrate that. And it's basically, as I said, it's Adolf Hitler in his own words, to showing you exactly what his plan was and how he went about it and why he did it.
Right. And they take him out of context so often and attribute
totally.
Just all kinds of stuff. And then you ask for proof and they just can't provide it.
Right. Okay, so now, where else was I going to go? Oh, yeah, so as I was saying, I have this series of articles. I've just completed the fourth one. And it started off basically you know, like most people think that, you know, it goes back to Poland, 1939. They assume because Germany attacked Poland, 1939, that's where World War II began. And one can argue that World War II is actually just a continuation of World War I.
Well, that's what Churchill said. He said it was just nothing more than a 30-year war.
Right, right.
And that warmonger, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But if we need to look for a declaration of where that war actually started, then, you know, you have to look at what happened in 1933. And so I put together this piece, German Jews Against, this is the wrong one. This is the second one here. World War II started in 1933. And I went through all of the, what was happening at the time was Adolf Hitler had only just come to power, had not really started to do anything yet. He had been in opposition for a while. And a leader of a minority government, and then finally got the majority government in 33. And so he had not really, been in power, you know, for more than, you know, a few weeks. And, what happened was those who call themselves, I should say, international Jewry, declared war on Germany. And got this worldwide boycott going against Germany in 1933, and
at the height of the depression, a worldwide depression.
Exactly. Yes. And Germany was already, I mean, so, you know, totally in the muck, still doing really badly. I mean, people were, you know, dying in the streets, basically of starvation. I think in the year. Prior to, if I'm just going off the top of my head, prior to, I believe, Hitler coming to power, there was something like, I think, probably a quarter of a million suicides in Germany that year. I recall reading this, but I'm just going off the top of my head now. But anyway, so things were just terrible. And, so Hitler was the first one to really put a comprehensive plan together to, you know, drag Germany back up onto its feet, because they weren't getting any help from anywhere else, that was for sure. And they said, you know, we're going to have to do this on our own. And, you know, they'd already identified that, you know, the cause of the problem was Jewish international finance, the international bankster gangsters who call themselves Jews. So don't get me, you know, label me as an anti-Semite or something when people are calling themselves Jews. That's, you know, so I'll give them that. If they say they are, that's what they are then. But these people, got together in New York and London and started this international boycott against Germany, and they came right out and said Judea declares war on Germany. Okay, so that's not me making things up. You know, this is well documented. This is not me doing something because I hate Jews or something. That's not true. I'm just repeating what they themselves said.
Right. Alrighty. We do have to go to a break. We'll be right back.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com.
Okay, so yeah, so what I've got there is a collection of quotes from all of these different leading people in the the Jewish community in New York and in London and so on, you know, from the different Zionist groups and so on that they had, who were declaring war on Germany and starting this worldwide boycott in the midst of, you know, what was already a very terrible time for Germany. So, you know, I've got all these different quotes in there, and that's probably only about half of the ones that I've actually collected over the years that are posted there, but they're quite reliable sources. And you'll see some of the, you know, the biggest names: Shane Weitzman, Bernard Baruch, who else did we have there? Samuel Untermeyer and so on, right?
They actually set up kind of an orchestrated opposition situation in this country, because there was the Jewish Congress, the American Jewish Congress, which Samuel Wise started. Then there was the conference, which was kind of allied with B'nai B'rith. And one group didn't want to do the boycott, and the other group did. And the group that did just went ahead and did it. But I think it was orchestrated. I think that so they could say, well, no, we didn't do that. So I've been researching that recently. For my book. And it's really kind of interesting how they set that up. Mm-hmm. So there's always that plausible denial kind of thing. So then they could say, well, we wouldn't have done this if Hitler hadn't started his policies, but he didn't even mention the word Jew for the first 6 months, and they already started their program in February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they were using, you know, atrocity propaganda.
Exactly, which was totally untrue, unfounded.
Absolutely. There was nothing going on against the Jews in Germany at the time. And so the second in my series dealt with exactly that. I came across an article. Actually, it was somebody, one of my German friends on Facebook, had actually sent or posted this, the original German of this. And this comes from, the title of my post is German Jews Against International Atrocity Propaganda of 1933. And this comes from a publication by the leading a Jewish organization at the time in Germany, and they were protesting against this atrocity propaganda on behalf of the Germans. Mm-hmm. And there was a very long article where they detailed everything that they did to try and stop this nonsense from going on in America particularly, but also in Britain. They had their leading people going over there and talking to them and saying, look, none of this stuff is going on. You've got to stop this. You know, Germany's not doing anything wrong. We're doing okay over here. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. All righty. We do have our top of the hour 60-second break and a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back with our guest today, Wayne from Canada.